Tom C. McKnight Jr., continued transcription on Barbara Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-T-Z. Next paragraph. Female gynecological. She says 5 feet tall, weighs 160 pounds. Menarche occurred at age 13. Last menstrual period, 1973. She has a history of irregular periods on the average of every 28 days. She does report cystitis, kidney disease within the last year. She denied menstrual tension symptoms, recent breast tenderness, swelling, or discharge. She's completed mammography. She reports having completed DNC/hysterectomy in the past. New paragraph, she's had 3 pregnancies, 2 live births, 1 miscarriage, 1 son born in 1961, 1 daughter born in 1963, no reported complications. She reports nocturia times 2. Sometimes with dysuria. She gives a history of breast lump, hot flushes, and painful intercourse. New paragraph. Sexual function. She's currently not sexually active. She gave a history of discomfort with intercourse. She denied history of transmissible infectious disease. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Genitourinary, she reports dysuria, reduced bladder control. Hematological, she does report difficulty healing after cuts. She did not report a history of anemia, blood disease, or phlebitis. She did not indicate a history of abnormal bruising, but does report bruising in the past. Neck, no symptoms reported. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she reports varicose veins. Neuromuscular weakness in the joints. She denied difficulty walking or claudication. New paragraph. Mental health. She reports feeling depressed. She has seen a counselor. She has a previous history of reporting thoughts of self-harm. There's no history of suicidal acting out. She denied that stress is a problem for her. Neuropsychiatric. She has not been advised to see a psychiatrist. She reports never having psychiatric care. She has no history of convulsions, fainting spells, or paralysis. New paragraph, personal safety. She reported a history of frequent falls, difficulties with her vision, possible hearing loss. She's not completed an advance directive, did not request additional information to do so. New paragraph, she denied exposures to verbally threatening behavior, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph. personal and family health history. Her father was deceased at age 40 of unknown reasons. Her mother at 54 unknown reasons. She has a 80-year-old brother in good health, in poor health. She did not comment on husband or children. New paragraph. She reported a family history of diabetes in herself, heart disease in herself and her brother. She did not indicate a family history of arthritis, asthma, bleeding tendency, cancer, chemical dependency, convulsions. Mental illness, tuberculosis, or other serious disease. Education, she's completed high school, social history and health habits. She remains single. She takes no alcohol. She smoked in the past, but not currently. She does not use recreational substances. She is living with her significant other. Occupation, she denies exposures to industrial fumes, solvents, or dust. Unusual industrial stress, hazardous substance exposure, heavy lifting, or other. She did not indicate loss of capacity in the last year. She is currently retired. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries. She has denied a history of previous fractures or concussions. She has been knocked unconscious. She denied having any serious illnesses or injuries. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. She has had shoulder surgery on the right, recent shoulder surgery on the left without complication. She reports blood transfusion in the past. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems, general. She reports reduced equilibrium. Head, she denied neuralgia, unusual headaches, recent fainting spells or blackouts or similar family history. Neck, upper back and arms and low back, she denies symptoms. Shoulders, she has completed surgery with Dr. Wilhite without complication. New paragraph, elbows, wrists, hips, ankles, and feet, she denied symptoms. New paragraph, neurological review of systems. Difficulty with smell, taste, chewing, swallowing, or phonation were denied. She denied facial neuromuscular weakness or adventitious movements. She denied changes in her voice. New paragraph, she denied unusual weakness in the upper and lower extremities. New paragraph, she denied sensory paresthesias. New paragraph, she denied motor or ballistic movements. New paragraph, she does report ataxia. New paragraph, she did not indicate a history of a serious sleep disorder. New paragraph. neurological examination, mental status, she's alert, oriented, focused, insightful, and at times humorous. Thinking is logical, goal-oriented, appropriate to the clinical circumstances. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12. Subparagraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 to inspection examination were normal. New paragraph, motor examination. Manual testing upper and lower extremities shows preserved bulk, tone, and strength without adventitious movements. New paragraph, sensory examination, intact all modalities, touch, temperature, vibration, proprioception, simultaneous stimulation. New paragraph, deep tendon reflexes, symmetrically preserved 1 to 2 over 4, without unusual briskness or hypointensity. New paragraph, cerebellar slash extrapyramidal, rapid alternating successive movements, fine motor speed testing, all preserved, as was finger, nose, finger, heel, shin. New paragraph, passive range of motion with distraction maneuvers, was preserved without inducible neuromuscular tension or cogwheeling. New paragraph, ambulatory examination, is fluid, slightly ataxic on turning, difficulty with tandem. Romberg's test is partially positive. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. That is initial diagnostic impression. History of the development of ataxia, mental confusion with symptoms of clinical depression. New paragraph, recommendations. Following her examination on December 3rd, 2023, laboratory comprehensive testing was completed. Copies to your office. New paragraph. Laboratory studies drawn after her recent surgery showed an elevated C-reactive protein of 11.4. Medical dementia evaluation showed a slight reduction in the expected eGFR. Her white cell count was slightly elevated, 11.1,000. Complete blood count showed a slight reduction in expected hemoglobin and hematocrit without changes in the indices. New paragraph, TSH was mildly elevated at 6.19, suggesting underlying hypothyroidism. New paragraph. Nutritional bioassays, B12 and folate, were normal. New paragraph. The cardio-IQ dyslipidemia evaluation was abnormal, showing elevated total cholesterol, triglycerides, non-HDL cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, apolipoprotein B. New paragraph, metabolic biomarkers were elevated, including hemoglobin A1C at 5.7. Insulin values and resistance were normal. Vitamin D assay was normal. New paragraph. Antioxidant vitamin assays were normal with a slight elevation of the total vitamin E. New paragraph, B vitamin assays were normal with the exception of vitamin B3 niacin, which was unmeasurable, dash deficient, parenthesis, risk factor for symptoms of pellagra. Vitamin B6 assay was slightly elevated. Vitamin B2, vitamin B5, vitamin B12, all normal. New paragraph. Minerals, calcium, chromium, copper, iron, magnesium, manganese, molybdenum, selenium, and zinc were all normal. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Clinical history and findings of ambulatory ataxia and certain etiology. Recommendations, correlation with high-resolution 3D quantitative MR brain imaging is indicated for evaluation of cerebral encephalopathy and cognitive impairment slash decline, requiring further investigation. New paragraph. Additional laboratory testing for vascular biomarkers for atherosclerotic presence and risk factors for progressive disease. Copies to your office. New paragraph. Follow-up diagnostic testing, including home sleep study, if indicated. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. Initial therapeutic treatment with the addition of niacinamide 500 milligrams daily to her nutritional vitamin regimen, including a women's daily vitamin for women over 50. New paragraph. Follow-up laboratory testing for therapeutic benefit of adjustment of her treatment regimen certainly is indicated. New paragraph. Her current laboratory findings would suggest that there may be a benefit for further adjustment of her diabetic treatment regimen. Some paragraphs, she does not appear to be a candidate for any of the new diabetic-related weight reduction medications, since she has no serious signs of insulin resistance. New paragraph. Today we discussed episodic spells that are stereotypical in their recurrence, for which I will order a diagnostic electroencephalogram. New paragraph. We will see her back with her reports of her evaluation for further recommendations, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.